Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out. I never seen those before. I never seen those.
So where did they come from?
I don't know. I never seen those.
Okay, right. You love me?
Of course I love you. That's why we're here.
Do you love her?
There is no her.
Fine. Done.
Every day the diamonds on you get bigger and bigger. Hustle from my heart so every night I can deliver. Saying sorry, laying up a way up in your liver. The red bottoms got you walking funny. Get you an agent, she ballin' and all she talk is money. Take her shopping, baby boy, ain't no salary cap. She get it poppin', so you better bring battery pack. Perfect time to relax. Nothing is perfect other than being a perfect match. They all watch me cause the moves I make out of their budget. Diamond district, six figures on my shorty nuts.
What?
Baby girl.
What?
Listen to me, listen to me. I done handled all that. That's behind us. I need you back here.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry.
Like, I need you to be serious this time.
I'm sorry.
You hear me?
Okay.
I love you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Always around, pulling me down in bed. Gave you my word, but they were just broken promises. Broken condoms, lipstick marks, and unprotected sex. I feel like shit, you know I ain't shit. Sorry, don't turn back the clock. Maybe I took advantage cause I knew you wouldn't
If words was crack, we would have the most potent shit around. If words is weed, then we got them by the pound. Get high with us tonight as Drip the Mic has found the perfect host to bring our good folks that sound. Every Tuesday it goes down. Your man Hezekiah has broken ground on the Drip the Mic Network, and he brings the Author's Lounge. This is where we meet and greet. Man, Drip the Mic don't compete. No need to be consumed with greed or dishonesty. We lead, uplift, and discuss as our need is to bring verbal muscle to the struggle and hustle to keep dropping digital and paperbacks for the world to read. The Author's Lounge, going up on a Tuesday. As he runs the mic, quarterback-like genius when he writes, and he picks his words Tuesday. This script could not have been better written in a movie. A good friend, Hezekiah, has moved in, then committed to moving in our circle and blessing us with his proven pen. Prioritize tuning in 6 p.m. Central and Eastern at 7 p.m. and listen in, because we be going in, and we would love for you to share this experience. Delirious shenanigans accompanied with verbal adjectives, praising words like they are gods, broken down into nouns, verbs, predicates, and adjectives. Since I learned of the days when, like, baseball cards, our melanin displayed us as property for trade, I prayed never again will we be a slave. So I behave as if I'm a human paraphrase. Learn to enunciate, ad-lib, and use my scribe to communicate. And today, the Artist Lounge provides a stage for like-minded kings and queens of the literary community, other artists, and those who create to explore. The Drip the Mic Hotel has opened the doors, as the next 2 hours you endure will be free of commercials, non-judgmental and impartial, with Hezzy holding it down like Thurgood Marshall. Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Author's Lounge with your host and my man, Hezzy, in the building.
Good evening, everybody. Wow, it is a great evening. You are tuning into the Author's Lounge, presented to you by Drip the Mic. Call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. We have an amazing show tonight. We have two powerful ladies that's going to be on the show tonight. And I'm just excited to get it started and just to get this ball rolling. And my co-host is here tonight. How are you doing?
Hey, bro. I'm back. Gotta love you back. I know y'all miss me. Y'all miss me?
Of course. Of course.
I know y'all miss me, but I'm back. Hey, y'all.
That's what's up. So how you been doing?
I'm doing good. Okay. I'm hanging in there.
Okay, that's all we can do these days, though.
You're back. I see you're back from your little vacay.
Yes, I am, and I'm so glad to be doing this show, girl. I'm just telling you.
Listen, I know you are. Listen, you came back from vacay, and I took a little break, but guess what? We're back.
That's right. That's right.
So you ready to get this show on the road?
I am so ready. We have some great women on our show today. Great.
And I'm telling you, this first guest, I had to pull a rabbit out the hat. Because the person I was supposed to have come on the show, she had a little accident. And I came to this lady. It was like almost 30 minutes before showtime. She was like, oh, my God, I haven't even eaten dinner yet. I was like, it's going to be okay. Just hang on in there. And she showed, I am so honored and grateful. Let me introduce Miss Vicky. I hope I say it right. Aku.
Aqua.
Aqua. Okay, okay.
But they call me Ola Deji. They know me as Mama Ola Deji. That's what they know me by. So you can say that name instead of the government name.
Oh, right.
Ola Deji. Mama Ola Deji.
Mama Ola Deji.
Mama Ola Deji. All right, now, welcome, welcome, welcome.
You know you're going to get me tongue-tied all night, right?
Well, if you can say the name of these Polak people and stuff, you can say an African name. It's Ola Deji.
Ola Deji. I can do that. See, I can do that. Ola Deji. I can do that. So, Miss Ola Deji. I know it. I know it. Miss Ola Deji, introduce yourself and let people know who you are and what you do.
Well, I sent you a bio. I'm going to let you do that part.
Oh, Lord, you're going to make me work tonight, I see. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay, I'm ready to work then. Let me read your bio. Lord. Okay, I got it right here. I don't know if this the one. Okay. I got it right here. Oh, I like your little picture on your bio, too. A modern-day griot and a living legend, anyone who knows Vicky Aku, also affectionately known as Mama Ola Deji, knows that is a fitting description of the woman we've all come to know and love. Though it's only the tip of a very large iceberg when it comes to describing this multi-talented, multifaceted artist, Vicky Aku is a poet artist who encourages everyone she encounters to strive to be the best they can be, pushing you to push yourself, encouraging others to bring that very best. And I've had the pleasure of knowing her while already being a master of her craft. I've watched her challenge herself, learning several types of poetry, watched her at times being her own worst critic, creating an online group where she invited other poets and aspiring poets to share their work and seek to better themselves as burgeoning poets. The topics I've seen her work on cover throughout the years is like watching a poetic newscast, women's rights, love, heartbreak, social commentary in the United States and abroad. Reading this poet's work is like CNN for the poetic soul, invoking a deeper level of thought to the reader with every word read. It's with immense pleasure and anticipation that I look forward to the world coming to know this great artist and human being. I don't say those words lightly. I say it because it is a fact. In this day and time, it's hard to find people that truly support your endeavors. Myself and many others can attest to the dedication Vicky Aku has given to her family and friends. Whether it's participating in her many poetry groups or being supportive behind the scenes, she has been dedicated to the advancement of online poetry shows, as well as many community activist projects she's either started or stood behind. Readers of this creative compilation of words will be left with a marvel of thoughts and emotions. After reading each piece, they'll be left asking themselves such questions as, did I love enough? Have I contributed enough to make this world a better place? And how can I do more? All right, Mama.
Yes, that was written by Candace Mumford, who's an artist and author in her own right. So, and Candace Mumford, thank you for that biography. Thank you so much.
And that is powerful. That is very powerful.
I especially love the last line. That was awesome.
It is. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. I see you got all these endeavors, and let's tell us what you're working on and a little bit, you know, about what you're trying to do today and what you hope to accomplish. Well,
that's why I told you to read the bio. That probably sums it up. I'm still active. I'm 73 years old. I just had a birthday. My mom is 94 years old and I have 5 grandchildren. And I have a lot of poetic children, a lot of poetic children that would write a bio for me or write anything that you want to know about me. So basically it's already online. I'm not going to read it. I think Candace said enough. And basically you go to my page, Vicky Aqua, A-C-Q-U-A-H, and my whole life is kind of like an open book. It's out there. It's on there. And
I like that you are so open and you are so willing to help others. So along with getting started and doing your poetry, what bumps and bruises did you go through once you was getting started, once you know this is what you wanted to do?
Well, this is just only one thing that I do. I'm a jeweler. I'm a boutique entrepreneur. That's where I made my basic living from, designing clothes and jewelry and opening boutiques. I've lived in a lot of different places, but I always, like, stood on my own 2 feet. I never got a real job, as quote, unquote, as they call it, a job, until I was basically 50 years old. So I've always, like, had my own resources, trying to find my own way in this this country especially. So I'm a retired train driver. So my job that I ended up landing as a profession that would bring money in my old age would be I'm a retired train driver. And from my city here in Cleveland, Ohio, is where I was born. So during my young life, I always dealt with fashion, African fashion, jewelry, and having my own businesses. I've even had a business called Frankly Speaking on South Beach where I used to sell hot dogs to drunk people and made a good living like that, too. So that business was the name of the when the bars closed, they would be looking for me on South Beach. And I lived also in Georgia. I've lived in Jamaica. I've lived all over, you know, the United States. And basically, like I said, fend for myself. You know, I encourage people to, like, start and develop themselves to where they can don't have to depend on the system. And I was pretty good at doing that. And I taught my grandchildren to have the same thing. Going for them. I have one daughter that passed away, and she was a mushroom farmer. She had her own farm. She was cultivating mushrooms, and she traveled all over the world, too. She died from fasting, and she fasted too long and lost her potassium and just fell down dead. So I encourage everybody that if you're going to fast, don't do it too long and make sure you have your minerals and your supplies of potassium and magnesium and everything you need to like to fast in a way that you won't be ended up like my daughter did. So she left me 3 grandchildren, and my son, my only son that I have left, my only child I have left is a boy. It's my son, and he has given me 2 grandchildren. And his name is Kelly. He's also a poet. He's on Facebook too. Kelly is on Facebook too, and. So that's about sums it up is where I am now. I'm a member of All African People's Revolutionary Party. That's my party that I represent. I'm a big a backer of Nelson Mandela's. He was one of my favorite people, my favorite poet, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, and I think one of my favorite revolutionaries is like I said, Nelson Mandela, so and Marcus Garvey. That would kind of sum up in a nutshell.
Wow, you're amazing, just amazing. Just hearing you speak, it gives us and it gives myself and I'm sure other listeners inspiration because you are a world traveler. I know you've seen a lot of things. I'm sure we could have a long conversation. I'm sure you have a lot of stories. I was checking out your Facebook page, and I did notice your jewelry. Where can we purchase that jewelry? Can we get it online? Do you have a website? It's very beautiful.
My jewelry, thank you, is like one of a kind, so I don't like repeat the same thing, but if you see something, I'll make you something similar. The way I've been doing it, to make it real simple, is you hit my Cash App, you throw some money in there, I make something, I put it out there. If you like it, I'll send it to you.
Wow, okay. That's great information. That's wow, so you're doing your thing. I love it.
You just multi-talented. That's all that is to it.
And she got that hustle spirit, okay? Because she said she didn't make it through. She didn't travel the world without the government, without a job, okay? She got that hustle spirit.
And she is feisty, too.
Yeah, I can tell.
Well, that's one thing being in the Black Nationalist when I was coming up. I got my African name at the age of 17. I became like a Rastafarian at the age of probably like 19 or 20. So it's not just it's following, you know, certain people's philosophies that came before me that let me know that we, you know, who we are and instill that self-determination. I mean, that self-determination is so important. To define yourself and to have faith in yourself and in your people enough to know that we can make it in this world if we just have some unity. And that's what we have to keep that cohesive in the Black community and in the poetic community. We have to keep that cohesiveness, that unity. Yes.
Definitely. Well, my director, he has a comment for you.
Okay.
Hello, hello, Mama O. How you doing?
Darling, you know I know that voice.
Wow. I was so happy when I saw that you were on the venue for this evening. I said, oh, wow. I have to tune in and listen to this. But I have to tell on her, y'all. She's been really, really, really modest. She is a dope-ass poet. She's very diverse in her poetry. She could come at you any way that you want to get it. She'll give it to you. She puts music behind it sometimes, and it's just she just flows off of it. She could go erotic on you. Yes, she will go erotic on you.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Don't play with it.
You giving all these props. I just want to know if Mama O gonna, you know, drip the mic a little something. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Better.
That's
what
I want to hear. She know better. She already knows she
definitely gonna do it. I know she's gonna do it.
Well, when he came and got me, he did not tell me I was coming to drift the mic. So, you know, that's the whole thing right there. So what I have pulled up to read, I didn't even know where I was coming. So, you know, I got to go find some drift the mic material now because, you know, I'm not going to let you down. So I'll find something to drift with.
I didn't want to take over the show. I just wanted to come in and let them know that they're really dealing with a heavy hitter when it comes to this wordplay game. And so, we love hearing your voice here, Drift the Mic, and I'm just so happy to have you here, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm finding out some nuggets of information here that I didn't know, though, so I'm loving the interview. I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Well, thanks, Hezekiah, for asking me, because definitely.
Definitely.
It's a good opportunity, and so I took it, so thank you.
You know, the first time she was supposed to be on the show, she laid me out. So I'm just going to keep that to myself, though. That's between mom.
No,
she laid me out. And it was my fault. It was my fault. But I love you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying this, though, man. Keep an eye.
And she came through in a clutch.
Yes, she did. Well, just one thing, she's very supportive. She's probably one of the, if not the top supporters in the whole literary community. I mean, if she knows that you have something going on, she's not only going to come to the show. She's going to bring people with. So that's one thing about her. If there's something going on in the literary community, she's somewhere in the know. Believe that.
No, that's great. We really appreciate people like her, too, because we need people like her.
Absolutely. Yeah. They don't come around often, but she's genuine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much. It's like, don't let me get all teary-eyed now. Thank you. I'm going to be strong.
You're the best. Mama, you're the best.
Yes. I'm going out the way, man. Finish
you know,
up.
You know I have several AKAs, right? Yes, okay. Let me tell you my AKAs. So I have All-Round Queen, which is one of my poetic names. And then I have another name called Empress Wolf Mama. Then I have Mother Wit that I use over there on Talk To. But the one that everybody really likes to not mess with is Gangster Granny.
I like that one.
Don't nobody like her to come out.
I want that to come out. How about making that come out tonight?
Now.
How about making that come out tonight? That's what we need.
You can't handle it. Don't ask for it now. Let's make sure that you can handle what you ask for now. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, my mom used to say, don't bite off one.
I'm saying no. I don't want to.
I only have one time to make a first impression, so I'm not going to let Gangsta Granny come out first.
Oh, no. I done heard Gangsta Granny. Up close.
Hey, Granny ain't no joke, though. Granny ain't no joke.
Yes, indeed. So, Mama, are you going to say a poem for us? You going to kick us some of that good stuff you got?
Okay, I'm going to just, can I just do my as a poet, just as a
whatever
poet.
You want. You can do whatever you want.
Yes. Okay, who's going to do something just as a poet, just for the love of poetry? That's what I want to find, leave my first impression with. Okay, let me see what I want to pick up here. I'm going to, please bear with me because I know I didn't have time to really, I'm going to do Swagalicious.
It's okay.
That's one of my poems that you know I'm a poet. Okay, here we go. Swagalicious. I'm a swagalicious woman. That means I look nutritionally delicious. My words can be astonishingly stunning, which means when you see me or hear me coming, you would choose to love me or react and start running. Because my style is dope, most are threatened by my divine foresight. Some are glad to be in the presence of my swag.
Mm.
Every noble soul adores me as they see themselves within my style. Some will find my blemish, point them out, and call me finished. But baby, there's not much one can do when the old lady comes through. My swag is decadent, like a seven-layer cake. Sundae, coconut, ice cream, strawberries, nuts, spoon deep, layers and layers of swag, intellectual, cultural, political, humorous, analytical, or spiritual. Age is nothing but a number that made me wiser and richer, so I'm deep. So when I appear, do not fear, I will fill you with good cheer or make you look within, past your skin. Enjoy me while I'm here. Remember the day that you tasted my swag. If you lick my mind's eye, you will say that was creatively tasty or mentally nasty, delicious. If you pay attention, you will get a taste of me.
Mm.
Astro trip with me, but climb down to the depths. Buried deep within these layers is the young and innocent me. The funny me, the cake of me, the underachiever, the disbeliever, the disappointed me, the other me. Within me lies the overcomer, the mother, the dancer, even the drummer. Inside lies the fashionista, the all-around queen, the mamacita, the creator, the hustler, the lady, the teacher, the jewelry maker, the rock collector, and the cookie baker. The wife or the widow, the unwilling concubine, and that treat was delicious, so I don't mind. If you tell me lovingly, or even say it twice, say, Mama Ola Deji, you are poetically, metaphorically, beautifully, deeply layered, swagaliciously nice. It's a piece.
Wow.
That was so dope. You understand the movie? I almost need to push the mute button because I was.
That was fire. I'm like, that. Can I copy that? I need to send that to
that
somebody
was so
else. No.
Dope. That was fire. Now, who told you to write a poem about me? I didn't even know you had it in your
I'm going to tell somebody to take my swag.
Take one and know one, baby. You recognize.
I know that's right. Yes. I resonated with every word, okay?
Okay.
Mom, I need to tell somebody to taste my swag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, buddy, I say that poem. I need that poem. You think you can send me that? I know you got a copyright. I just need that so I can tell somebody to taste my swag.
Okay.
And then maybe I'll give you a taste of me.
You know what? You are too much. Too much.
Mama, I would be terrible if I could write a poem like that.
Ooh-wee. Now, that's what you call dope news.
Thank you. Y'all going to stop making me blush so I can get my face back right now.
It was the delivery for me. It was the way she was hitting it, like, you know, making her point. It was the delivery.
For me, it was that swag. When you said taste my swag, I said, oh, what?
Mm-hmm. I was over here snapping my fingers.
Yes,
that's indeed. What I was doing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. So where can we find you on social media? Are you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook? Where are you?
Facebook, and also I'm on Facebook under Vicky, V-I-C-K-I. A-C-Q-U-A-H. Hezekiah got my address, and he can just give it to you all, and you can befriend me if we're not friends already. Aziz has my address. And like I said, I have other pages called All Round Queen, Ola Deji, Mama Ola Deji. You'll find me. Hezekiah gets you to the address. And I'm also on Facebook. I have all kind of poetry sites on Facebook, too, like if you want to put a poem in there with called Poet Speak Out, like if you have a political poem, you want to drop it in Poet Speaks Out. Then I have another page called My Favorite Poems by Other Poets. If you send me a poem and I like it, I'll archive it in my favorite poems group by other poets. So you just stay in touch. You'll get to see everything over there. And I'm also on Poetry Soup. That's the only outside large poetry group I'm involved in, and that's under the all-round queen, Vicky Aqua. Poetry Soup is one word.
What is that podcast thing that you have, too, that you had me listen to one night?
Probably a show like this that I was that what we call in, like this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was a really good show.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a show right now from Drip the Mic a year ago where I did this poem. I lost the poem. I got to keep this on my computer because I did a poem called The Retired Diva.
Ooh.
And it's on Drip the Mic, and this is the only copy I got of it. I can't even find it, so I got to save this on my computer. It was a year ago on Drip the Mic. Erotic open mic, yeah. I got it. I'm looking at it right now. So even on Erotica open mic day, 1 year ago, that's what it says on here, on 2019, on 10-4, 2019, and I got a poem on there that y'all were, at least heard it, because he was like, oh, man, he was saying some stuff on there.
You know what, Mama? You know what? I'm not going to ask you your age, but you is
she
off
already,
the
she
chain.
Already told us her age.
You is off the chain. Man, if I can find me a woman your age that's woo-wee, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't do nothing with you.
I don't think too much left for me to do. I didn't just about did everything. Go sit my butt down so we can support me.
Oh my God, I can't right now. Oh my God.
Wow, this is an awesome interview.
I learned a lot. I'm going to read one behind that called Win Like a Boss. This is for you, Hezekiah.
Uh-oh.
I made sure when you finish talking about you want an older lady, see if you don't want nobody like me. Here we go.
You don't know what Hezekiah wants.
Okay, here we go. I'm a dominator.
Right.
Men don't like a dominator. They don't like
right.
that.
They don't
I'm
like
a dominator.
I like dominator. Yeah, you can dominate me. Hey, dominate. Hey, I like dominate. Tell me what to do.
All right, let me read this little tiny poem here. It's called Win Like a Boss. I'm a dominator, a boss. I slay in the hay or in the kitchen cooking when ain't nobody looking. I be ranking. Without thinking, I be all in the mix without intention, subliminally mentioned. Somehow my soul has four dimensions. See, I get all hype, knowing that I excite. I keep my lyrics tight, even off my style, bitch niggas bite. But it's all right. Being that way all my life, you will know I'm real. I'm the real deal. So it's how I feel. That's my appeal. But it's okay to be Memorex instead. It's just sex. Advice for me coming from friends is to confront your stunts. Advice made me grunt. But nah, that would be putting their punk ass names in my mouth, and that's out. I will let it go before I say death to the attention whores. It's not my circus, not my monkeys. Once again, I'm out.
Mm.
No class. Any lines or lyrics of mine you need, well, you can pull them out that stash that I keep up my ass. Mama, gangster granny, free flow. My apologies to the innocent victims of circumstance. It's my piece.
Oh, that was dope. That was dope.
So that's all I'm going to do. So now I got to pull out my nice poem.
That was dope. So that was
you. Yeah, that was Gangsta Granny. He wanted to hear Gangsta Granny, so that was her.
Yeah,
she's
that
not
was
nice.
Me and my sister all the time, we always say, not my circus, not my monkey. That is our saying.
Okay. Thank you so much. Sometimes we get a chance to say that of it, right?
Yep.
And sometimes we have a chance to stay out of things, and we don't take that chance. We still want to, like, oh, like, you know, get all in it. For what?
Right.
It has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is a great interview.
It is. It's awesome.
Thank you. I'm going to pull out my good, nice stuff now, so. which is not that much of it. Maybe I'll just find some erotica for y'all. Hold on. But no, somebody got to talk now because I'm looking through.
We get in the show tonight, okay? I love it, though. I love it.
And what's your name?
My name is Goddess Love.
Goddess Love, I heard you say that. Okay, but I didn't know if that was the same voice speaking. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Nice meeting you.
You as well.
Mm-hmm.
We getting a whole show, Hezzy. This is a treat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a treat.
That's what you call real business. That's why I contacted her. I was like, I need her.
I didn't even know
what she was going to say. I thought she was going to lay me out because she laid me out one time before. So I was like, oh, my Lord, but I'm going for it one more time.
You know what? She came through in the clutch, though. You know,
she
that's
did,
very good.
She did, and I'm truly honored and grateful. I'm overjoyed.
Yeah, and she's an inspiration too. She's an inspiration. I mean, come on, she's in her 70s doing her thing. Like she's a world traveler. I love to talk to world travelers because they have a lot of stories to tell.
And wide open and got swag and that sexy. Lord have mercy. Mm-mm, I ain't even going to talk. I'm going to behave tonight. That is my.
Since when?
I know, to behave.
You'll renege on that in 2.5.
Well.
Yes, you will.
That's funny.
Yes, I'm going to be a good boy.
Mm-hmm. You better cut it out now.
What do y'all want? Do y'all want some lightweight erotica? Y'all just want a regular poem? What do y'all want?
Before we do go, there are some callers online. I just wanted to let them know that if they did want to ask some questions or they had a comment for our guest.
Definitely bring them on.
Hit that one and raise their hand. I do see there is someone with their hand raised right now. So should I go ahead and pull them in?
Give me a break to pull something up. Okay.
All right. Area code 240. If you have a question or comment, who do we have in the building?
Joe the River Mind there. So I'd like to make a comment. Vicky go way back, man. You know, I had an opportunity right with that queen a few times, man. So, you know, blessing to you, man. I'm just enjoying listening to her flow, man. That's about all.
One of my favorite people right there, y'all.
Hey, what's up, Vicky? What's up, Queen?
Hey,
my sister.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Sure.
How you feeling?
In the cipher. We had a private cipher yesterday, all day, me and Joe. Yeah, that's one of my favorite people. How did you know I was here today? I didn't even know I was on here.
You know you got that vibe. Come on, now.
Wow.
You said that energy out there. I picked up on it. I felt something. Hey, me check this out. Right, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm thinking, wow. I've been here a few times or something like that, but yeah, I felt you. So, yeah, drop through.
Wow. This is fantastic. Mm. Okay. Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm ready. I'm ready. Whenever. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I found something for y'all.
Yes, indeed. I stay with what you got for.
You gonna stay on the, let Joe stay on the line.
Okay.
Let me read.
I'm gonna mute myself. Wait, do your thing. I'm gonna mute myself.
Okay, this is one of my erotic pieces that I think you all will like. It's called Phone Fetish. Hard day at work. You had a grueling day at work, baby. I want you to sit down and relax while I soak you in my Mentos. Back rub style, watch this deep massage, peppermint oil, shampoo and pears, cinnamon and aloe, natural for your hair. So lather up the soap, baby, coconut conditioning, honey lather, blood flowing, love glistening, motion lotion, breeze over the ocean, lovers bath crystals, lovers bun scrubbers, hot milk bath, steaming shower, rubbing. These will splash your long loving in your oven. Make it off, break it off till it gets soft.
Hmm.
Passion fruit, pussy cat, want to touch it off.
Ooh.
In and out, wrappers, patience. Honeycomb kisses, get a style. Stress reliever, soak your feet, air them out for a while. Brain massage, think about purple. Stress relieving, no dishes in the sink. Upper, lower, left, right, neck, don't play. Back rub, count on me to take it away. Waterfall beads. Steam plus and lavish. Come with me away from all the damn madness. Night breeze at sea, sipping tea. You and your queen melody. Think of the trees. 85 degrees. Jet ski breeze, vapor action, tropical sun shower, baby powder. Relax. Of nothing for about an hour. Sun tan. Sand. Snuggle up snug. Snowy days by the fireplace on an oriental rug. Perfect balance. Chemical stimuli. Take two chokes off the chalice. Complete silence. Take in what surrounds us. What's the finest? Wrapped in cold sheets, vanilla apple treat, loop, play the music, jazz music, fluffy pillow sleep, breakfast in bed, early morning sun treat, sunset level, surprise, sunrise, lay on the couch while I clip your toenails, dream of peaches and cream. Steam, secret spells, soft-spoken gospel, berry, white, capella, violin, good medicine, sound swell. Sunshine again, taste of sweetness, slow dance like moons over Egypt, ice cream licking. Now we are holding ice cubes, enter with gentle force, warm and tingle of the golden phallic. Mouth open with loose cubes, I kiss your belly. Alcohol, palm trees, peanut butter and jelly, almond swirls, fantastic melodies, soon swooning me into tune. Top shelf wine is now high noon. Raspberry spice, cherry breath, drink water from the mountain, sipping from the very best. Sounds of the shore, paradise life. Music pours out. Model for me. Engage my intelligence. Wash away your sorrows. Fantasy message in a bottle. Share you to the threshold. love slamming edible underwear. Unwrap my snack, baby. Unwrap my snack. Champagne, bubble bath, sea breeze, so right. And a happy ending. Happy ending, Sleek and Beauty.
Okay, okay.
That was absolutely dope as fuck, yeah. Wow. Wow.
Before we used to have real sex, back in the day, we had phone sex.
Dude, I still have phone sex. What are you talking about?
Well, this is before we was allowed to have sex, you know. Like, girls, just like, this is what we did on the phone. And actually, this came from a conversation on a three-way with my girlfriend letting me in on her conversation when we was having phone sex.
Oh, wow. I think we have all done that before.
He has a threesome going, and he didn't know it.
Right? Wow. That was
nice
great.
Piece, Vicky. Nice piece, Vicky.
I definitely love the way you that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah. That's how you
okay,
do that.
Well,
that's how you do that right there.
That's why.
Let me have a break and hear something from the callers now, because I'm sweating. Y'all got me
okay,
working.
Okay,
okay.
You
okay.
Get your break.
Okay.
So you want me to hit her up, or I got something for
you? I think they got
you. Hey,
say that.
Hey, we got to have verbal
talk. This is what this show for. This is what this show for.
Yeah, all right. I want to lay with our clothes on. Enjoy the sight of red nails with your hose on. Let's get our prose on to the background of some old songs. Every moment would be tantric, touching and not having it. I write a poem to every moan of existential pleasure. A longer route to extend this evening's lovely treasure. As far as weather, it would be rainy. Whether or not it's raining, I have recordings of thunderstorms. It's rewarding with your knickers on. One button at a time when lightning strikes. A time when hugs and fright feel secure. I want that type of allure. There are many ways we can engage. That way is just a sequel. To have you splay your goddess stays, now baby, that's a preview. One-handed bra popper, phalanges oils on top her sinew, then you, yeah, we'll get to that. Let's get back to that blouse. Does anyone love breast anymore? Does anyone just lay to rest anymore? Place request paperless. You know when a brother is paperless. We eat dinner on a budget. One sandwich between us, loving like millionaires. Who gives a fuck about thinning hair? But to have such beauty just to see, I'm never quick to peel the appeal. Loving in the aquarium when I'm not used to sharing it. I often stick with what moves my ideals. To soothe what I feel, I want your clothes on. If you ever got interrupted by your own kids, quickies are not romantic. That's in your own head. To lay down in clothes over long periods, by the beach, by the lake, let's be serious. Teasing little spits, glimpses of silken thighs, ankle bracelets, fishnet pattern, a little playful, wishful pat on her. What you got on here? Romantic fantasy displayed in your mirror, dear. See me love you in my reflection. I want to do it to your eyes. It's hard to see as lovers, but to love her, you got to see it all. Every stitch from the tip of the hip, every flea from the back of the knee to me, that's romantic. To spend time in a museum, that's romantic. To visit the matriarch and get that spark of a winking eye. We were dancers back then. I was chance too. You were one I'd run to for the simple cover of being. Flowers before the weekend of any weekend. Romance despite some weekends. A trip to the store for something more than sheepskins. A competitive game of cards just to count how many times which one of us wins. Romance is charming. Let that may lead to spawning. Sometimes I'm all in, but tonight I want your clothes on, my piece. Thank you.
Y'all done evaporated the mic. Where it go to? It ain't even dripping no more. It's gone.
The mic is dripping tonight, okay?
Wow. That's dope.
Hey, thank y'all. Appreciate that.
Man,
congratulations.
What's your name? Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. That's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
I'll tell you what, you send me a friend request.
All right, brother, no problem.
I'll send it to you, Hezekiah.
I'm going to have you on the show again.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It'll be my pleasure, man. It'll be my pleasure, man. I appreciate it.
I want you
to ask Joe to do this one for you, but he get his strap. When he get his strap out.
Joe can put. Oh Lord, I'm pulling. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But
I'm gonna stay in my lane.
That's the one that lays me out. If he do it for me, I don't mind if he do it for me.
Oh,
if y'all don't mind.
Y'all is nasty. Okay. Y'all so nasty. I thought I was nasty. Y'all nasty.
Y'all want to hear the poem about Joe when he get his strap out or not?
Yeah, get that. Pull that strap out, Joe. Pull it out. I might as well hit him in the head with it.
Oh man, let me see. I gotta see if I can find it. I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, this is called Linguistic. On the subject of sex, who wins? Can hours of linguistic titillation override a heart pounding 30-minute thrill ride? Can words be more powerful than the thrust of flesh? If one can express what they'll do to you in a manner which can achieve satisfaction, and one can physically do the same and have you gasping, who wins? Said wrong, my words get twisted. The logistics of linguistics have me balling up my fist, and it's just the gist of this love affair. I'm sitting here, she's over there, all this air. We can't share the joys of mingled words. Voices heard, complacent to many. We don't have any time for any time, not any. I'm tired, so tired, but I'm so wired because I know I'm inspired by her. My engine is fired by her. My heart is desired by her. Will the misunderstandings of a few words spell the end of my linguistic whims? I begin to express my interest in her. I wanted to express some transgressions with her. I played the voice with deep, hard sexuality, making it known with my tone what I wanted to do physically. It was touch and go at first. Then that warm, sensual glow grew thirst. I was a gentleman. She was a freak. She turned mild. I became a beast. I laid her back on the bed and began to massage her legs. I placed my palm on the arch of her foot. My fingers between her toes, I ran my hands up and down her calves. I rubbed, pulled, caressed, and lulled her into parting. I gazed upon her glistening and kissed my way up. I got all religious and spoke in tongue. I became Mother Goose rhyme and stuck in my thumb. I was hornier than Jack. And when I pressed her leg back, I got feng shui with it, rearranging her frame of mind. I didn't stop. I couldn't stop. Then she hopped to her knees and gave my nads a squeeze. She engulfed me and began to hum her own tune. Stealthily, I avoided coming too soon. I disappeared and reappeared. Soon, I felt the vocabulary. I went deep in her thesaurus. I never took a language course, but the way she was speaking, believe me, it rose at a stone. It's time to go prone. I laid with her. I made it with her orgasmic waves. I listened to her octave range. High C was the key she screamed in. I hit it constantly and reamed in. She went off the scale when I hit that tail. And though she was impaled, she threw it back and back and whispered wails and back. She rode to tears. There was no let up as we got our sweat up. She rose and shook those D cups. I traced the moisture like bees hunt for honey. With the last and deep caress, our voices were muted. But the language we spoke was undisputed. Until we speak again, let us speak in love. Shit, I'm gonna fuck you dirty. Fuck all this flirty in your window. Those pseudo hints meant to make you wonder. I want thunder, the banging of thighs, cries and sighs. I want claw marks on my back and handprints on your ass and welts and bruises. I want excuses when you call up the next day.
Lord,
or you can just tell your boss you enjoy some rough sex play. I want you slutty, fuck nice. I want to ass fuck you twice. Tell me to nut it, and I want to be corrupting it. And when I'm fucking it, watch you strutting ridiculously high heels. I want to hear glass shattering squeals. I want to slap you silly and use that club called Billy. I'm going to hide the handle to your inside the mangle. I want the nastiest you. This is way past calling you boo. I want your legs so rubbery I'll have to carry you. But if you say stop, I will. Do we have a deal? Then get on your knees and earn your thrill. Let me hear you say do what you will. Say goddamn it or taste this backhand slap. Nah, fuck that. Where's my strap? I'm gonna beat you. Treat you like my slut to be and my master. You learn to see. I know what you need to set your spirit free. Well, I'm gonna fuck you dirty. I want to hear you say, hurt me, please, daddy, work me, now grab a handful and jerk me. I don't have time for a romantic interlude. Leave that bullshit for that mind-dancing dude. I'm Romeo Coplay, crude and smooth. Now, where's that fucking lube? Because I ain't through. I'm going to bend you over and watch you hold it open. Then I'm going to start choking you. And when you gasp for that last breath and feel your nest again, you know Romeo was back there getting it in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I love that myself.
Oh, that was dope,
girl. I'm
tired.
Hey, I need you on the phone with me tonight. I need to call you tonight and tell you to talk to this.
Fuck that dirty slap. Where's my motherfucking strap?
Ah, boy. We done went overtime. Lord have mercy. We done went overtime.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I apologize.
Man, hey, no, you are great. I needed to hear that, boy. Mm-mm-mm. Somebody in trouble tonight.
Where can I purchase that from? Where can I purchase that from? I need a copy of that.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm so glad Jack Joe came to rescue me. Y'all going to make me do all the work. That would just lay me out right there. Thank
now,
you,
Joe. Romeo from the back. What? That's a wrap right there. That is a wrap.
Yeah, so...
I
appreciate that, fam. Appreciate that, fam. Thank you.
Man, y'all, I'm so glad y'all came on the show tonight. I needed this. This is a hype. Y'all don't know how hype I am. I'm ready to bounce off the walls right now. I ain't lying. I am so hype right now. I'm ready to bounce off the wall. I'm like, she's like, what's your problem? Don't worry about it. Let's talk some good shit tonight. I don't even want to hear how your day went. Let's talk about how you live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man.
Let's talk about that lube and everything else. Let's get it in.
I just need a copy of the poem, and I don't need to read it again. I just want to give it to somebody else so they can read it.
Okay.
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that.
Do you have a book or a PDF yet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not in a book I wrote, but yeah, you know, I got I can make that available. Let's say it like that. I can make that available.
Please make that available.
$5,000.
$5,000. I don't care how much it is.
$5,000.
I tell you what. That'll last me a lifetime if I can say something like that. She's like, please, when are you going to do that? I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I just tell you what, you just listen to this.
So y'all got the playback on here already, so y'all ahead of the game. Y'all ahead of the game already, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right. I could just listen to the playback. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There it is.
When I need a fix.
Or you can get our feet to cut it out and make a single out of it too.
A little snippet of it.
Yeah, well, you know, before Facebook started tripping, it was in my notes, but, you know, they eliminated all that shit, so, you know.
Man,
yeah,
hey, I thought I was the only one tripping. I went to look for something, and Facebook
Yeah, that's why, you know, I printed out a lot of my shit, man. I said, fuck that, man. I keep my shit. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm old. I can remember all that shit. You know, shit.
Man, I went to. I went through 2 years.
The replay was definitely
every
available.
Post that
after,
I did.
So definitely post a replay to our pages. I think me and you friends, Verbal. I think we're friends. But if not, it'll be on Mama O. It has a kind of
page.
Yeah. I'll definitely post
it. I'll make sure
y'all get it.
That's a pulmonologist, man. Shit, I learned a lot from that, bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, this drip to Mike is best tonight.
All right. Yeah, I'll shoot it to you, Aziz, all right?
Okay. All right, for sure.
Yeah, all right, cool.
It's under Pierre. Yeah,
Joe Perry.
All right, I'll look for it, but I'll definitely post this replay too as soon as it's available, though.
All right, dope, man. Bet. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Wow. Thank you so much, Joe, and thank you all for inviting me and letting my friend help me out here because it was a short notice and I didn't have no whole lot of stuff. But
you brung it, Mama.
Hey, shit.
I owe you, Mama.
We got a vote. All right now. Peace, y'all.
So is that the end of the show?
No, it's not the end of the show, but your segment is ending, Mama O.
Okay, so that's it? Okay, so
Thank you, Mama.
I can
lay me off tomorrow.
All right, I'll just listen to the rest of the show then. Thank you again for having me. It was so much fun.
We had a great time. Thank you for coming on. We had such a good time with you.
Okay.
Bro, you didn't tell me you knew some lessons, okay?
I can't tell you everything. I got to do what I got to do.
You ain't tell me that you knew some lessons, okay, that was going to come on here and drip the mic right there.
I don't give everybody all my eggs in the basket. I got to keep some stuff in secret.
That was a treat, okay?
I know.
Thank you, because I enjoyed it.
See,
thank you.
That's what comes for networking. Do you know, she actually laid me out, because she was supposed to be on my show one time before.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she said, you ain't get to know me one time. I said, Lord have mercy, I'm so sorry. But I was so busy. And she was like, you didn't even get to know me. I ain't coming on your show. I was so mad. I said, oh, but you know what? I came back to her. And tonight, because my first guest was like, I can't make it out. I went through some, I had an emergency. I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So I started messaging people. And I was like, I'm going back to Mama. I don't know if she's gonna lay me out again, but I'm going to Mama again. And Mama came through.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad she did. Thank you so much for coming on and dripping the mic. It was a treat.
Oh man, this is one of the best shows I done had. I'm trying to take Lord have mercy. We got one more coming on.
One more
from Bermuda.
Yes, Miss Brooklyn Knight.
Can you bring Miss Brooklyn Knight on?
Miss Brooklyn Knight.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey. Hi.
How are you?
Bermuda.
Hey, do you know how I contacted her? See, I'm not going to tell everybody my secret to contacting people to be on my show. Because if I do, then I'm going to give away my secret, and everybody want to use my formula to contact other people to be on my show. And I don't know if I want to do that. But I'm going to tell you how I contacted her. How many books can you get off your spade hand?
I said 13.
She said 13.
okay, who is Brooklyn Knight? She's an author from Moody, Mary, got kids. Can you be on my show, please? I need an author for my show.
And that was that simple. I said, oh, my God, I need an author.
That was the selection process.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm weird. That's how I do things. It's just different.
Well, that's not everyone's dad. That's called networking.
Yeah.
And she was like, I threw a pan. I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, but I'm going to tell you guys, I was listening to the people before me, and I was like, oh, my God, I am so afraid to go to this show. Like, what is this? Like, what is this? Oh, my God. I was like, I am not ready. I am not ready.
Oh, you're ready. We're so laid back. Nothing is scripted. So, you know, we just go with the flow. We just vibe with the energy.
Brooklyn, sometimes it's not chaos like this. Sometimes it's not chaos like this. But tonight was strictly chaos.
Yeah, it was. When I heard, I was like, what? Like, what are they doing? Like, yeah, my mind was blown. I'm like, woo. Okay.
So, Brooklyn, I'm a little hype right now. I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying to get my heart to stop beating.
You trying to
go? I'm trying to get my heart to stop beating because the last people that were interviewed, they got me hyped up. I'm like bouncing off the wall. Boom, 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 boom. I feel like I'm in an arcade game with Pac-Man. But it's okay.
All right. Well, you calm down, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Brooklyn Knight.
You do that. Because... Yes, you do that.
Brooklyn Knight is a best-selling multicultural romance author who published her debut novel, The Maid's Daughter, in 2018. Since then, she has achieved bestseller status 3 times and cultivated a dedicated readership. She is also the creator of 16 Weeks to Publish, the ultimate writer's workshop, where she coached aspiring authors of all genres. When she isn't writing, you can find her hanging out with her family, traveling, playing piano, or soaking up the sun rays of her island home in Bermuda.
Yeah.
Now, I'm very interested because I was checking you out, and you have a lot of books.
Yeah, I do. I have, I think it's a 14-book backlist.
Yeah, you have a lot. And I was digging it because it is multicultural romance books. And I was like, wow, I've never read that genre. So it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny. When I started writing, my writing process, I just write the characters who show up. So I didn't say, oh, I'm just writing about white men or I'm just writing about Lex. Mm-hmm. I just write who shows up. So I don't know who's going to be next. I'm just very visual like that, too. I just fell into that subgenre, yeah.
Right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Well, we know you're from Bermuda, but how did you get started writing?
Okay, so, I mean, you've probably heard this before, but I started writing when I was a little girl. I can actually remember writing my first book, and I put that in, like, the comma, you know, the inverted commas. When I was, like, in grade 3, I remember writing a book and stapling the edges and being like, oh, my God, I wrote a book. And it's just, even through high school, I still have books that I wrote in high school, like handwritten, like my high school handwriting. I have it all. So I've literally been writing since I was a little girl.
Oh, my God.
And it's just something I love to do, yeah. Yeah, I've been doing
really
it for years.
What are y'all doing, Bermuda? If you was fighting books, what are y'all doing over there?
Yeah, because she said she wrote a book.
What's in the water? What's in the water over there? Because you writing books in the third grade. I'm trying to tell you. I need to get over there.
Right? Like, what was I doing? Wow. Yeah, so that's how I started. And, you know, I think it's just some people are born to write. It's just a gift that, you know, and I've just been writing for years. Yeah.
Right. Do you have any favorite authors who inspire you?
You know what? So you said you've never read interracial romance before.
No.
But there is an entire community of authors who write it. And there's this one author named Kenya Wright. She is a beast. Like those poems that guy was reading, she writes entire books like that. Like, you know, and they're just... The plots are, like, amazing. The character development is phenomenal. and she is a beast. And I remember picking up one of her books. It must have been 2 years ago. I've been hooked ever since, and she is just somebody that I – and she's really – she's a very nice person. And so I definitely look up to her and say, yeah, I want to be like Kenya. You know, she's really great. Yeah.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So if you ever decide to read something, like, you know, I want you to read Brooklyn Night. But if you pick up – and she writes, like, mafia romance. So it's really gritty and bloody and, it, you know, it's romance, but it's just on
right.
Your level.
Is y'all just going yeah. horror at the same time. I'm going to have an orgasm and a nightmare at the same time, huh? I'm just like
– Yeah.
I love it, though. I love it. I love it. Orgasm and nightmare at the same time. Okay, let's do this. But it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's different.
And that's what makes you different as an author, because you're doing something outside of the norm.
Yeah, but I, like I said, there's an entire community. And I, when I first published, I didn't know what I was doing. I just wrote a book and published it. And then I found all of these other authors. So it's out of the norm because it's not mainstream. You know what I mean? But once you get in, you realize there's like hundreds of readers and writers, and it's just a very dedicated audience.
You know,
like
can
they
I tell you
only read interracial.
Can I tell you something, Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
It might not be mainstream, but you can make it mainstream.
Yes, and that's what we try. Yep, that's what we believe. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
My first book was nothing, but I made it mainstream. I made it my objective to make it mainstream.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
So
that's
tell
awesome.
Us what you got going on now. What are you doing, Miss Book? What?
Well, I am stuck on this island. So a little bit about the island. So
I would love to be stuck on Bermuda Island. Not in the triangle, but Bermuda Island.
Not with COVID, dude. Not with COVID. But we have, like, the entire country has, like, 63,000 people. Like, that's the entire country. So I can literally walk outside my door and see my cousins. Like, I see my auntie every day. I see my cousins every day. Like, it's so small. Like, we drive our cars, and I know, like, the tags, the license plate numbers. I know who it is just by looking at the tags. Like, that's how small Bermuda is. It takes about an hour, about 2 hours to get from one end to the other of the hill country. That's it. So we travel. Like, we Bermudians move. We do not stay on the rock. We call it the rock. We don't stay on the rock. But with COVID, we are on the rock. So it's like, you know, we do something. So I've been here. Sorry?
I'm gonna send you one of my books. It's a erotica romance.
Yes, please.
I don't know if I want to send you part one or part two. Both of them are good. I might send you this, both of them. But it was my first time writing in that general.
Mm-hmm.
But that was always what I wanted to write. It was my alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God, what are people going to say? But my alter ego is crazy. So I was like, oh, you know what? I want to write about it. And the reception that I got from it was amazing. And, like, part one, but part two, I did it differently than I did part one. I actually made a story with part two. And it's just the way it came together, it's like, oh, my God. It's nasty.
Wow.
You want to laugh. You want to cry. You want to be like, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I knew I had arrived as an author.
Nice, yes.
Because I had gave him three books before. Like, my first book is my baby. But the two after that were still my babies. But when I decided to try something that was different and outside of the norm, outside what people expected from you, and still get that feedback and like, you nasty, but I love it. That's when I was like, yep.
Yeah.
That's my calling right there. Love it or leave it.
Romance is very lucrative. Erotic romance is very lucrative because it allows people to escape.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're like in COVID land. Like, COVID is...
Hello?
Hello?
I hear you.
No, she dropped y'all. I'll get her back on as soon as she comes back in.
Okay.
Her call dropped.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
this is back up yet. Yeah, she's here. She's here. I got it.
Okay. Okay.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes. Okay, great. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. The call just dropped. That was crazy. Probably COVID. But I was saying.
No, it's storming here. It's like a monsoon outside. I'm like, I got to get away
is
from here.
Is it really?
Yeah,
so where
is.
Are you guys located?
I'm in Atlanta right now.
And I'm in North Carolina right now. Yeah, we're in two different states.
So, with you being
stuck on a rock with COVID, have you been inspired to write some romantic novels during COVID?
Well, I in my bio, you read how I do the 16 weeks to published. I actually have a side business where it's like a publishing company. I haven't released since January. I try to release a new book every 3 months, but I've been so busy with other authors, editing, coaching. I haven't released personally since January. So I haven't been writing as much as I normally do. And I guess it's because we're home with the kids, the dog, the cat, like everybody, my husband, everybody's seeing it. So it's like, you know, I have not written as much as I want to.
I can understand that.
You know, for me, Brooklyn? When they be like, when are you going to write another book? I don't know. It has to hit me at one time. And it'll be something that I'll be thinking about. Or I'll read a book and be like, boom, I can use that. And I can write a book. Like, I can read a John Grisham book. And I can read it and I'll be like, hey, it's pretty good. But it'll give me a detail of how I want to do my next book.
Right.
Or I can read something like Eric Jerome Dickey. And I'll be like, oh, my God. That's how I want to do. That's the structure that I need to do my next book. And it'll hit me. And I have a 3-week window to start this book. But if not, I'm going to lose my train of thought. I'm going to do that book in 3 weeks.
So you have a project that you're going to be working on, you're saying?
Yep. I'm going to be working on it for the next 3 weeks, morning and night, and it's going to be done. If not, I'm going to lose my train of thought.
Yeah.
I write it down. For myself, I'm not that disciplined. When I get an idea, I write it down, and then usually I think about it, and a story comes to me in sections, and then I put it, and I always write it down, and then I put it together. It's like my head, my brain is giving me an outline. And I write it down, and by the time I'm finished thinking about it, within like a week or so, I have a complete outline of my next book.
And wow. LaShonda, you know what's so funny?
What's that?
I would write a whole book on Facebook, and nobody will pay attention. It'll be different little aspects, and then I'll be like, oh, God, I got to go back and find everything I wrote. And I put it together. My book is already written.
Mm-hmm.
And they never read it.
Mhm.
And it just be my thoughts.
So what? So Miss Brooklyn, what is your writing process? Do you?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Do you write it down? Do you do an outline as well?
Yeah, I was just gonna say I'm a planter. Do you guys?
Okay.
You guys know what that is, right?
No, tell me, please.
Okay, so I'm not a plotter. I'm not a planter. A planter is a writer who. They don't have an outline. They just fly by the seat of their pants. So it's called a pantser. Right, yeah. I'm a planter. So what I'll do, I'm very character-driven. So, for example, with my latest release, Reynosu, I was writing another book. And this character just came into my room and stood in front of me, and he was like, write my story. And I had to stop everything I was doing and write this guy. It hit number one, and then I released the sequel immediately because the character was talking. I could hear him. I could see him. So my writing process, I'm very character-driven. Like, my characters talk to me. I see them. I see everything. And a lot of my reviews will say it was like a movie, like they're reading, and it's like they could see it. And it's because I can see it. And so I'm basically just writing what I see. So I don't have outline. And I want to learn how to get an outline and follow the rule, but I just I pence mainly. I just write what I see.
Brooklyn, can I say something to you, Brooklyn? Never do an outline. Do what you feel. Do what works best for you.
Do what you feel because is comfortable
that makes I never do an outline. You know what I hate? I write the book and I have to send it to the publisher or editor. They be like, "Well, you're not gonna." No, I'm not doing nothing else. That's why you're the editor and you're the publisher. I wrote the book. I gave it to you word for word. Boom, boom, boom. I'm done with it. I don't want all the hassle of doing that. This is all me right here in this book. Well, you need to read up. I done read it 20,000 times before I sent it to you.
Yep. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Right. And mentally, do you ever feel mentally drained?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's when you know you're an author. When you're mentally drained, you are an author. You're not a writer. You're an author.
Yeah. Because you put it all out there. Yep, you got it all out.
I wrote the player in me, the one they're making a movie on my phone. On my phone. It took me 3 weeks to actually write it on my phone to send it to my publisher.
Now, that's what you call dedication.
Definitely.
Girl, I was like, man.
Don't let it look. That keyboard gets smaller and smaller the longer you look at
it.
It's true. Yep. And I'm irritated right now because my keyboard, the letter I is sticking, and it is so irritating. I don't know if you guys have ever had, like, where your laptop, one letter does not work. And you're trying to type, and that is just so irritating. I feel like throwing the whole computer away and just getting a new one because it's like, oh, my God.
Don't let that eye stop you from writing the next masterpiece. Thomas Brooklyn.
How did you know that you wanted to be an author and that's what you wanted to do?
Well, I was actually doing my PhD. So I have a master's in clinical mental health therapy, and that took me 3 years to get. So obviously I have my bachelor's, you know, let me get my master's. And then I was like, I'm very academic. So I was doing my PhD, and so I was writing, you know, research and, APA style and all this academic writing. And all of a sudden, and in between that, I was writing The Maid's Daughter, which was my first book. And I published it, and it kind of took off. And I stopped, and I was like, I don't want to do a PhD. I want to write creatively. I want to write books.
Wow.
And I quit my PhD. I was like 3 years into it, and I quit my PhD to write books. Like, I still work full-time as a clinical mental health therapist, but I'm working towards being able to write full-time, you know? And that's how I knew. I'm like, I don't want to do a PhD. And that was huge because my entire family is academic. So, like, I have a couple of doctors. My aunt is a doctor and stuff. And I had to, you know, say, I don't want to do this. And so that's kind of when I knew, like, this is what I really want to do. So,
Your first book, The Maid's Daughter, how did you get the research for that book? Because it's set back way before our time. How did you do that book? Did it take a lot of research for it?
It actually did. That's my only historical. Not to say I'm actually, because people are demanding a sequel, so I'm planning to do a sequel called The Maid, but it took a lot of research. I actually went to Beaufort. That's where it's set. I went there because my husband's American, and he has family down there. I went there. I was able to kind of be in the environment. I went to a big house, like a plantation, just to feel the energy and stuff. So I was actually able to go to the location. But then in addition to that, there was YouTube, there was obviously Wikipedia, Google. So a lot of fun, like what did they wear back then? What was the music? What was on the top 100 charts? Like, so all of those little details,
right,
that I had to incorporate just to make it very authentic. So it definitely took a lot of research. Like, what was the slang back then?
Right.
That was a big one. I had to research what were the words that the young people said in the 1950s. So stuff
right.
like that. I had to research a lot.
I can tell
mm-hmm.
because when I was reading it, I was like, wow, I know this took a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's like really historical, actually.
So, yeah, writing the sequel, The Maid, will be very interesting.
Yes, and that would be the story of the daughter's mother. So, I mean, if you read
right.
it, you'll see it's
like
a very complex plot.
It's like
yes,
you went back
you're
to
go
start from the beginning.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is that
now,
is,
mind you, that's
that
my
great.
Only. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's good marketing. That's absolutely good marketing.
Yeah, and I wasn't even going to write it, but people have been emailing me. This is what, and that was like 2018, and people are still like, we want The Maid's Daughter sequel. I'm like, okay. And remember, I told you, I write my characters that come to me. So I
right.
didn't see The Maid. I didn't see, you know, I'm on TV. But I'll have to be like you and, like, think about it and get an outline. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be a bit of a different process for this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I never have an outline. I'm just crazy anyway, so whatever comes into my crazy mind or whatever happened into my crazy life, I just write it down, and the next thing you know, it's like, boom, there's a book right there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love it, though. I do love it. I like the craft, and I hate to see what some authors, they ask, like, crazy questions or they get on the website. I'm like, research. Do your research. Study all the authors. Study how they do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep, because everybody has a different method.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's not so much that I write, like, a strict outline. It's just that as the thoughts come to me, it just turns out to be that way. And it's just easier for me to fill in the gaps. Like, okay, this is what happens next, and this is what happens before. It's just, it's
mm-hmm.
crazy. It's a crazy process. It's just, it comes to me at strange times, too, like when I'm not even supposed to be thinking about writing. The characters, like you said,
yeah.
they speak to you.
Yeah.
And they speak to you
yep.
whenever they want to. They don't care what you're doing, who you're talking to.
They do not.
They don't. So I completely understand how your writing process is. I understand it.
And it's like as you said, it's really exciting because you never knew. That's why I don't think
right.
I could ever do a plot. Because, you know, you're stuck to this, like, formula.
Right.
I like to not know what's going to happen, you know.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I like to be on the journey with the characters, so I don't think
mm-hmm.
I could ever do a plot.
Right.
So, yeah. But that's me. But I know there are some people who definitely need the structure, so everybody
mm-hmm.
has their way to do it, yeah.
Right. There's really no wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the end product comes out great.
There's
yes.
never a wrong
yep.
way. Just write it down. You know what I tell people? I want to write a book. Boo-boo. No, you don't want to write a book. If you keep talking about it, you want to write a book. Just write the darn book. I don't care if it's
yeah.
upside down. You turn the page over upside down. You can read the book. If they don't like it, they don't like
it's
it.
True.
Oh, well, you wrote your book. Hey, you're an author now. Hey, that's how
mm-hmm.
it is. You know what I hate the most? I'm at 50,000 words. Well, congratulations. I'm never going to be at 50,000 words because my mind is not cohesive to stay focused for 50,000 words. One day you want to write a novel, Hezekiah. No, I'm not because I can't focus for 50,000 words. I'm going to give you what I got, and it's going to be all that I got to give, and it's going to be good. It's going to be great. And you're going to be like, how did he put that in that little book? And you got 200,000 words over here, and it sucks. You ever read a book, and it's over 300 pages? You're like, man, I got to skip over this and this and this. That is what I try to do when I write a book. So you ain't got to skip over this and this. You can go boom,
yeah.
boom, boom, boom. There you are. Thank you, ma'am. Wham, bam,
mm-hmm.
thank you, ma'am.
out of my 14 books, I have 2 novellas. So, Hetty, it sounds like you write novellas. It is so
right.
difficult No, so okay, I'm sorry. So I know Heidi. What's the other? What's the lady's name?
My name is Goddess Love.
Goddess Love. So are you an author also?
Yes, I am. And I don't write novellas. I write novels. My first novel was 65,000 words.
Right, and that's my minimum. So I my novels are like 65,000, 67,000. And out of all my books, I only have two novellas, and that's because I was part of an anthology. It was difficult. I was like, at first I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. I can write a 300-page book in 8 weeks. But I started to write that novella, I was like, because I take time to develop my characters.
Right.
Like my characters are always very well. And I was like, how do you do this in 80 pages? It was horrible. So, Hezzy, maybe I need to get some tips from you on how you get a complete story arc, a complete character arc, all of that
because,
in 50, 80 pages.
You just need to know what you want to do and how you want the book to go. And once you get the book to go where you want it to go, you're done. It ain't going to be 50,000, 30,000. It might be, you might look at the book and be like, only 120 pages. But the whole story is complete, and they like, oh, my God, I love your book. You get inbox. I touch myself. Okay, good. That's a good book. Keep touching yourself.
I think it depends on the story and how the characters talk to you. Sometimes you can't really develop the character or the character can't really get out because you're limited to a certain amount of pages to write in the novella.
That's a good show.
And I think that would be hard for me to do as well because I don't know if I can develop the characters in such a short time frame.
Yeah, that was my challenge.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of hard for me.
Mm-hmm. And I was very surprised because at first I thought, oh, I can do this. But then when I started to do it, I'm like, this is difficult. And for the anthology that I was in, it had to be, I couldn't have any more than 120 pages. So I'm like, oh, gosh. Yeah, I see. But I learned. Now I knew theoretically how to do it, but I do prefer novellas. I definitely like my characters to take their time and their journey. I like to take my readers along. So my books are like 300 pages.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I make sure that the pace is very quick. So like how Hezzy was saying, he has to skip over stuff. That's not how my books are. Everything... When I teach classes, I talk about the character arc and how everything that happens should take the reader up the mountain. Like, you know, it should be no fluff. I don't believe in fluff.
I take you on a ride, and it's like a roller coaster. And I give you the character, and when I give you the character, you identify with that character. Then you're going to go to this person, and then you're going on that ride. And that ride is going to take you on a world where you're like, oh, my God. At the end, you're like, I want more.
Yeah. Hezzy, I'm going to have to read one of your books.
It sounds
very exciting.
What I'm trying to tell you, girl, you're going to be like, Hezzy, something else.
Don't you do it, because if you do it, you're going to look at him in a totally different light because he has told everyone that book is about him. I don't know if you want to read it. Maybe you should read it before the movie comes out so you can be prepared for the visual.
Right. Well, you know, so I write, my romance novels are like very spicy. The one you said you were looking at, The Mayor's Daughter, that is the only book I've written that is vanilla. Like, I don't even think I have one section. And that was my first book. You get into books, I don't know, I think by book 3, it's over. My books are hot. My sex scenes, you're right up in the bed with the characters, with them doing everything. So I probably won't be, I don't know what Hezzy wrote, but I write erotic romance. That's what I write, and I'm very proud of it. So
he
may not be shocked.
His book is titled The Player. So we know what he's doing in this book.
Yeah. Well, I wrote a wool shifter book, and so the guy, you know what wool shifters are, right?
What are those?
So a wool shifter is, and that's a whole, like, paranormal, that's another subgenre. But my hero is human, but he has the ability to shift into a wolf at will, like when he wants to. And in this book, it's called Torn. He fell in love with this girl. She was his mate, but she didn't know. And he claimed her without telling her, and then she left him. And the whole story, he's from Italy. The whole story is about how he leaves Italy, goes to, I think she was in Florida, and he hunts her down. And the sexual energy is just on another level because they're mate, they're fated mates. Then I tell you, when he got her, yeah. So I like I said, I'm a read Hezzy's book, but I, you know, people be putting them fire symbols next to my book because I write erotic romance. I don't write vanilla stuff.
Oh, you're going to love this book then. Oh, my God.
I can't.
You're going to be like, Hezzy. You're going to be like, Hezzy. Oh, my God. You're going to be like, uh-uh.
We need to work together.
Okay, we can.
Yeah,
we can. Like, we can write a book together. I'm telling you.
Yeah, y'all can write a book together. I can't. I'm sorry. Everyone that knows and listens to the show already know. I can't do the erotica. I'm embarrassed. So
You said you guys knew that my real name is not Brooklyn Knight, right? Like you guys knew that.
No, I don't know that.
Right. Okay, so that's like totally not my name. And
oh,
it's because,
my goodness.
Yeah, and it's because I was writing erotic romance. And I, you know, like you said, there's at first, because I'm totally over that now. I'm very proud of what I write. But in the beginning, people were like, oh, my God, she wrote that. And in Bermuda, like I said, very small.
Right.
You know, just that
right.
little judgmental thing. So, it, you know, Brooklyn Knight. But now it's like I don't. You know, but that was the original reason why I created that pen name. So I know what you mean, Goddess Love.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, there is a level of, you know, embarrassment, like, sometimes, yeah.
Right. But you guys, go ahead. I'll read your stuff.
Yeah, I write very spicy stuff. Very spicy.
So tell us where you're located. What social media sites are you on? Where can we find you and your books?
So I am, well, I don't want to say everywhere, but I am Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Those are the main platforms. So Twitter will be Brooklyn Knight Author. Facebook, Hezzy and I are friends. Brooklyn Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, it's I think if you just put it in Brooklyn Knight, I come up. Or something like I'll drop the links to Hezzy, so he has them. But yeah, so I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
So when you get off the rock, what are your plans? What do you have? What you got going on? You have any plans coming up?
So when I get off the rock, and God only knows when that will be, you know, I'm going to travel with my family. Like I said, my husband is actually from Boston, so we'll definitely be going. That's up north, right? We'll be going up north. And then other than that, cause I don't know, like I have a couple of author events happening, but those are next year cause they were postponed. So
mm-hmm.
I'll be traveling, but, I'm just not sure what it looks like because we have a lot of restrictions to travel. Like we have to have tests and 48 hours and this, it's just a lot of red tape now to travel. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So with COVID going on, you said you have some authors. Are your authors having any problems networking and getting their work out there?
So the authors that I work with are new authors, so I'm teaching them pretty much from scratch. In fact, I just sent them a message today to say, you know, we're about to talk about social media and to tell them to start to think about their accounts and what they look like. So they're babes. Like, they have new knowledge. Absolutely right. So they're not even at the networking stage. Some of them haven't even published yet. This will be their first book. So, yeah, they're very new.
Oh, okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have is that a publishing company where someone can actually sign up, or you have a website where someone can actually get your services? Because there's a lot of authors out there who need help.
Yeah, and I'll send Hezzy everything. It's BrooklynKnightEnterprises.com. And so I do editing. I have a book cover designer on my team. It's actually the lady who's created every single one of my book covers. She is an award-winning designer. She's fabulous. I format books. I do everything. Like, I can take an author from idea to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever they want to go. I always give that to Hedy. It's BrooklynKnightEnterprises.com. But then there's that writer's group you were talking about, 16 weeks to published. And that's where I typically get the new authors, the ones who have no idea. Because I take them from beginning. I teach them how to write properly. I teach them about character arcs, story arcs. Like, I teach them everything. So those are the new authors. So there's a couple of things that I do, which is why I haven't been writing as much as I want to for me. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's good to have people like you in the industry that's willing to help, you know, these new authors that's coming out.
Yeah, and I believe in high-quality stuff. Like, like Kathy said, anybody can publish a book and be an author.
Right.
But I think to get that Amazon bestseller tag, that's an algorithm. But, I mean, for me, I can get a tag, but I really want those five-star reviews. That's what
right.
I want. I want four and five-star reviews.
That Amazon bestseller tag is some fool crap. But, you know, oh, well, we do it differently. That's how we do it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, for me, it's really quality. I believe in five-star reviews, four-star reviews. That's what
right.
I want. And that's why I try to teach people how to get that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just getting into Facebook to message Hezzy on the side.
Okay. Hey, it's all good with me. You already know. Just send me the info, and I will post it, and, you know, we're going to network. Plus, you're in Bermuda, so we definitely got to network.
Yeah, you guys got to come. As soon as everything calms down, you need to come to see this pink sand. Because, you know, we're, like, one of the only islands that has pink sand. Like, literally pink sand.
I went to Bermuda 2 years ago when I first started writing.
Did
yeah.
You?
I had to go talk to some kids. They got in trouble over there.
Did you? Did you go to a school?
No, they was locked up.
Oh, so you went to prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so you have links here then. I'm going to have to ask about that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I know. I do a lot of little stuff on the DL. I don't talk about everything because, you know, my life is open anyway. Because what I did before I started writing books, oh, my God, so. I don't mind telling my life. It is what it is. You can even deal with it, or you can accept it, or you ain't got to. It's okay. I'm still going to live.
And I bet you helped a lot of those boys or this man. Do you remember the prison that you went to, what it was named? Which one?
I don't.
Okay,
I just
maybe
went.
It was
they was like, oh, you wrote a book? And, oh, man, you was nice. Oh, I need you to talk to these kids because you'd have been through some of the things they've been through. I was like, oh, Lord, well, hey, let's go.
Awesome. Good stuff. Thanks for doing that. Because I work in a school. That's where I'm based right now. So I see, like, the antisocial behaviors and the boys going down the negative path. So for somebody like you to come and speak to, this is where I was and this is how I changed my life around, that's what they need to hear. And that's what they need to see, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to read your book, Hezzy.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you. Just make sure you send me your
address. No, you don't have to send it to me. I'll buy it.
Well,
I can
go on Amazon.
You don't have to.
Make sure you get one,
don't.
And then you're going to understand two. But you ain't even got to get one to get two because, man, they just bomb.
Okay, so it's The Player in Me.
And The Player in Me, too. Yes.
Okay.
Because I give you the rundown. Of what's going on in Player and Me too at the beginning.
Okay. So which one do I read first?
You can read. Read one first.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting it
you're
right now.
You're gonna love it. I swear you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
Reading it right. I'm downloading it right now. All right. Awesome. I can't wait. I'll let you know. I'll message you on Facebook.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
I can't wait for she to read it.
So do you have anything, Goddess Love, that I can support you guys and, you know?
Oh, I have a few books on Amazon. I'm under LaShonda Obery, though. L-E-S-H-O-N-D as in David A. And then my last name, O-B-E-R-Y.
Okay. So manifesting your dreams into reality, you just released that?
Yeah, that was the last one.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I get to buy some of you guys' books. What lies in the dark becomes the truth in the light. Okay.
Let me give you something to read on that island over there.
Yes, definitely.
But I love that.
I mean, my shelf is overflowing right now. I have so many books and so little time to read them, but I'm going to be adding them to my shelf for sure.
How many bookstores do y'all have over there?
Honestly, we have one main bookstore.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
my
we
God.
Have a couple of libraries. Yeah, we're really small. So we have one main bookstore, but then you have other little stores that sell books. But there's one store where everybody will go to get a book because it's the bookstore. So, it's really small here.
Do y'all have Barnes & Nobles?
Nope. We have no franchises. We don't have McDonald's. We don't have we have KFC.
No McDonald's.
But that's it.
No McDonald's.
Like, as soon as I come, none. So as soon as I get to America, the first thing I do is stop for McDonald's French fries. Like, I have to have them. Like, that's what I need because you don't have them in Bermuda.
Stop
it's
killing
crazy.
Me with this McDonald's.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, why don't we have McDonald's? Like, what's going on?
Wow. No franchises? OMG.
None.
I have a question for you, Ms. Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see yourself doing in the next? I hate to say 5 years. I don't know why people always say 5. I don't even know if I'm going to be living the next 5 years. What do you see yourself doing in the next 1 to 2 years or trying to accomplish in the next 1 to 2 years?
Okay, so I am a lifelong learner, which means I never get to the point where I'm satisfied. I never knew it all. So once I master one thing, I'm like, what's next? Like, that's just my personality. So
I get bored too fast.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I did that already. Like, what's next? Mm-hmm. So, like, even with the Amazon bestseller, I'm like, okay, what's next? I got it 3 times. Okay, what?
Right.
Okay, what's next? So I am
I have a question for you. How did you get to be the Amazon bestseller?
So I was saying it's two ways to think about it. There's algorithm, like there's a literal strategy. Like, you can be a bestseller and have one review, right?
Right.
So there's, and this is what I'm going to teach it. I taught it to my class 2 weeks ago. To become a bestseller, what I did is the first time it just happened. Like, I didn't even know. I woke up and I saw the tag. I'm like, what? The second time I got it when I was with the anthology. So I was with a lot of very popular authors. So when I dropped my book, all of their followers bought it. And so I got my second one. I have three. The third time, it was organic, and it was because I had been pushing it on social media. People were very excited. And so when the book dropped, everybody bought it, and I got the banner.
Okay.
My most recent release, it was very deliberate. So I didn't do a pre-order, but what I did, I took it 2 weeks before it released, I was on social media every day. And this was very deliberate and strategic.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time it dropped, everybody was so psyched. They bought it and shot me to number one. So that's the strategy. That's the strategy to get number one. You just have to get a lot of people to buy your book in a very small time frame.
Well, I wish some haters on my page would buy my book in a very short time. Let me behave. I have been terrible tonight. I am so sorry. But, I mean, it's just a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. I'm so glad you came on.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I had so much fun. Like, listening to the other guys, like, oh, my God, what are we going to talk about? Like, are we going to talk about my sex scenes? Like,
You did great. I love your accent. So tell us where we can find your books, your social media. Well, you just sent some of that to me already. I have that. You have your own website. I will post it on the Author's Lounge page so everybody can see it. And I have Twitter, too. I love Twitter, actually. And I have Instagram. So I'm going to promote your books, too. And I'm also going to send you, well, you already said you're going to get both the books, so.
Don't send them. I'm going to buy them.
When you read them, just give me your feedback and tell me what you think.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
And none of them are 200 pages, but once you read, you'll be like, how did he pack that in? I ain't even going to talk about me. We're going to talk about you. So give everybody your social media outlet. Yes.
Go ahead. I was just going to say Twitter, and I sent you the link. Instagram, I sent you the link. Yeah. I sent you my business website if anybody needs help publishing or even just to talk about books and what they need to do. I sent you that website, and then I sent you my author website, which is just recently updated, and I think it is so hot.
What's your publishing company called?
Brooklyn Knight Enterprises.
You know what I like to do, Brooklyn? Can I tell you a little secret? Whenever I write a book and I talk to a new publisher, I always write a book for a new publisher.
Oh, wow.
I do, because I believe in always helping somebody out. And I always believe in giving somebody quality work. And if you're a new publisher, I always will give you a book. My last two publishers was new publishers, and I gave them a book to publish. And one of the books we're doing is going to be a movie. So
I heard you were saying like, that's going to be definitely have to keep me posted about that.
I want to keep you in contact because I might want you to get to publish one of my books.
Okay. I would love to definitely talk more about that.
Yes, we will.
All right. So before we go, Goddess Love, what books do you suggest that I get from you? So I know what I'm buying from Hezzy, but what am I buying from you?
The Player in Me and The Player in Me Too.
Yes.
And I suggest that you get Writer's Remorse, which is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. And I love all of them, but that's my baby. If you're into the spiritual stuff, you can get that too. But I would like to say that my other book, the promo guidebook, Maximizing Your Exposure Using Social Media, that book is a guidebook that I wrote for authors to learn how to use social media to their advantage so they can promote themselves for exposure to reach that number one. And everything that's in that book that I've written, I've implemented for myself, and I've been Amazon's bestseller 10 times.
So, awesome.
I don't like y'all right now.
Hezzy, all you had to do was get the book and follow it verbatim. The trick to that is consistency.
I barely read my book. No, let me see.
It's not a novel either. That's the shortest book I've ever written. I think it's only 16 pages, okay?
Good.
You can handle that.
You know what?
It's like 16 to 20 pages.
You know what? You know what's crazy? Growing up, I always read books. Now, since I'm an author, somehow I don't like to read. I'm not lying. Why are you saying that? Can somebody explain that to me? Somehow I do not like to read. Because it's like, if I'm not reading my work, then I have to read 10,000 times before I see the publisher. I mean, I got to read somebody else. And I'm like, and I'm always judging. And I don't want to judge.
I was on a Facebook post the other day. And they were asking, do we leave bad reviews? I never leave a bad review. I just shut the book down.
I never will. Even if it ain't good, I'm not going to leave a bad review.
Right, exactly. I won't even finish it. Like, I give authors 5 pages. If by 5 pages you don't have me, I stop reading.
Right.
Miss Brooklyn, you know what's so funny? Once I became an author and I really started investing in my craft and doing what I like, and I started reading other people's work, I was like, are y'all really putting out this kind of work?
I knew,
are y'all studying all the authors and how they write that book? Mm-hmm. Are y'all studying mm-hmm. how to format your book or how to make a story?
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. I made one book. I read a Don Grissom book and an Irk Jerome Dickey book, and I put it all in one book.
Mm-hmm.
Without the, you got to wait 20 minutes to get to the action. I made it all in one book, and it's a, wow, it's a wonderful book.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to read it.
Because I studied the way they wrote a book. I studied that style. It's all about learning from somebody else. Because
yes.
they had to learn from somebody else.
Yep. Yep. And that's what I was saying, even with Kenya Wright, the girl that I really like, that author, I read to learn. You
right.
know, like I read and I enjoy it, but I definitely am looking at her style, how she constructs her sentences. Like,
mm-hmm.
and you, it's not that I'm copying, but you're just noticing, wow,
right.
that's really effective. And if, you know, you just kind of take when you write, some of that stuff can come out in your style there, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's not stealing, it's learning. How are you going to
yes.
learn if you don't learn from somebody that's teaching you how to write a book? How do you become
yep.
a number one bestseller? What am I doing wrong? How do I need to format my book so somebody can read it and understand it and love it, and it can be for everybody to read? And it's so simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what me and my first publisher, we bumped heads. But he created a perfect first book for anybody to read. It was so intellectual and white, I said, Lord have mercy. It was perfect. And it explained who I was without a drop of a dime. It was perfect. But at the same time, we bumped heads because he wanted to take all the credit when I wrote the story. And that's what I like to tell some authors sometimes, like some publishers don't want to put themselves in a reader's position. They want to actually think that they're doing more than what the author has done, and they have to separate
mm-hmm.
from writing to actually being a publisher. You know,
yes.
my first publisher, he never marketed or promoted my book. I did it all on my own. I did over 8 universities on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just God's doing, you know, so. Being able, that's why I always have different publishers that's new, because I want them to feel how it is to have a good book and how are you going
mm-hmm.
to market it and how are you going to promote. That's when you want to learn.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to give you a learning feeling. I'm going to give you this book. It's going to be good, but how are you going to market and promote it
mm-hmm.
as a publisher? But that's what you want. You say you're a publisher, so I'm going to give you an opportunity. Here's the book. I don't care how much,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if you send me no royalties. How
mm-hmm.
are you going to market and promote it?
Yeah.
And that's,
interesting.
That's, how I feel. That's my passion for books. Like, I haven't got royalties from the first 4 books I wrote.
Hmm.
It's my passion to write. It's okay. I'll get it in the end. God will bless me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's okay.
And that's how you knew, like you said, you are an author. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
how you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One of my publishers called me. She was like, are you ready to do this movie? I said, huh? Yep. I'm the executive producer. Let's go with it.
Wow.
I didn't say no more. So, Ms. Brooklyn, keep up your good work. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to be speaking. We're going to keep staying in touch.
Yes,
and
sir.
Definitely, I'm going to get some of your books just like you're going to get mine. It's not going to be a one-sided
yep.
thing.
I just followed you guys on Amazon. I'm going to be purchasing. I can't wait to read everyone. And Goddess Love, I'm going to get that social media book too.
All right. I've already got my books. I told you I was on it, The Maid's Daughter.
If I can suggest, get I don't know if you like audiobooks, but I have one audiobook. It's 5 years. That one, out of all my books, has the highest number of reviews. It's, I think I'm at 140. Get that book. And it's Mental Health Month. And so that's a mental health the heroine is a counselor and the guy is her client. So that's a nice book.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yes. And it's for you, so you can listen to it. Yeah.
Is it nasty?
It's nasty. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's what I write.
Because, you know, my mental
but,
health people. Lord, I want to get nasty, but I just be quiet. That's why they can't get nothing out of me.
It's nasty. I'm sorry.
We don't need to talk to you, Hezekiah.
No, I like to. I like to read the nasty now. I just don't want to write it, but I like to read it.
I love to write it, boy. I get nasty. I be like, I said, Mama gonna
but
kill
just
me.
Really quickly, because I know we're over time. But then I did the audiobook.
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys have done audiobooks before, but
yeah, I got one
that's
audiobook.
Right. So I had to interview or audition, like people audition for the voices.
Wow.
And I had the guy that's reading it, he, as soon as I heard his voice, I'm like, you. And so he was reading like the sex scenes. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was so embarrassed. Like, I wrote
amazing.
This. I was like, I am so sorry. And he was like, no, it's okay. I'm used to this. I was like, no, this is so bad. So it was embarrassing to hear somebody read what I wrote. So that was another level of embarrassment, but I got over it. But yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Ms. Brooklyn, for coming on the show. We got to wrap it up, and man, it was an honor to have you on the show. I got all your links. I'm gonna post it on my page. No problem. No problem. You did wonderful. You did wonderful.
Absolutely.
And
we had a great time.
You just have a great night. I can't say no more. You did the bomb.com.
Right.
That first act was hard to follow. But
shoot,
thank you for having
me. Talk after that. I don't want to say no more. I'm about to let my co-host go ahead and finish the show. But, but it's
aren't
just all
glad
good.
To say, cause we had another great host. We had another
yes,
good guest.
Yes. Brooklyn is straight awesome.
Awesome.
Thank
you.
Thanks,
guys.
Well, enjoy
Thank
the rest
you.
Of your evening.
You
too. You have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The soul of a woman. The soul of a woman.
Whoa, whoa.
Nothing like the soul of a woman.
Oh, no, no. A strong connection, unlike anything I ever seen. Feels like the right direction.
Cause you next door, we love you next door.
Yeah. The warmth of your affection, I feel it washing over me. You got all my attention.
Cause you next door,
oh.
We love you next door.
A man on a mission.